Jonglei State Governor Maju Bieltruk suspended Abraham Rieg Uyek from his position as State Minister of Finance, Planning and Investment on December 17th. The suspension follows a vote of impeachment passed by the State Transitional Legislative Assembly in August 2022, citing Uyek's failure to address critical issues such as the delayed passage of the state budget and the non-payment of civil servant salaries. Uyek, who was on a private trip to Juba Wednesday, said he was caught off guard by the security forces who detained him at Malinthor checkpoint. He says a joint security forces unit, including military intelligence, the National Security Service and the police, disarmed his bodyguard, briefly detained him, and then forcefully took him to his residence in Bor, where he is now under house arrest.
They blocked the road with woodlocks. They stole my car. They opened all my doors. They dragged my driver aside. They also dragged me out of the car, holding my hand. I told them, Yajama, I'm a constituent post holder. You have no right to do this. You can talk to me respectfully. They would not listen. They even uttered some insults and tried to push me around. And at one point, one guy just slapped me on the back. And they took me to Akuba.
Uyek says Jonglei state authorities have interfered with his freedom of movement as a private citizen after his suspension from office.
I supposed to go to Juba freely like any citizen using my own property, which is my privately owned vehicle. For them to stop me and say this car has to be investigated, I see as if they are acting out of law. Because if there is an investigation, it should not have been right now. It would have been done when this new governor came to office, if he felt like he wanted to investigate the nanny car and request all of that.
Major General John Bach, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, says the security forces acted on orders of Governor Maju Biel to stop Uyek from leaving Bor because of an ongoing investigation into government-owned assets, including the vehicle he was using.
The investigation is conducted by the prosecutor. So for the police, we have nothing to do with that issue. What we have done is only the order of the government, and we are out of it. Now we are in for governor and legal
advice. Uyek appeared before the State Assembly 2 years ago, facing intense scrutiny over his handling of state finances. His impeachment, which had wide support from state lawmakers, prompted immediate action from the acting speaker, who urged the former governor, Dinay Jok Chagur, to take action. However, Chagur did not act. On December 16, Speaker Amira Teny Alie wrote to the state governor, reminding him of the parliamentary resolution to suspend the finance minister for allegedly mismanagement and misappropriation of public funds, claiming it was retaliation for changes he made in the Ministry of Finance. Governor Majub told VOA Wednesday that he was implementing the decision of the lawmakers who are mandated to hold the executives accountable. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.